This is Mark Ward with your new thought for the day. We are masters of our own domain. And no, Seinfeld fans, not just that one. We are masters of free will and creation. Our consciousness creates our experience. Therefore, we are the architects of our own reality. Do you find yourself resisting this concept? Do you wish to apply conditions to the truth to make it more manageable for you? We as humans are seduced by the plight of victimization. The victim is often rewarded with empathy, sympathy, connection, and most of all, a pardon from responsibility. When we are feeling down and out, we might have a greater access to love as we define it. If this, and all of this, I mean, whatever that may be, is because of someone or something else, we are simply recipients of the effect. We are not responsible for it. We are just victims to circumstance. Admittedly, this philosophy has a great appeal. We can become artists on the canvas of complaints and wine virtuosos free from the ties that bind, which is the burden of effective action. Listen, it is not the conditions in which we live, it is our response to those conditions that defines our reality. If you are diagnosed with a terminal illness and have declared yourself to be dying, then that is your chosen reality. But if you are declaring that you shall live a life filled with joy and meaning, no matter what, conquering the implications of such a diagnosis, well, that is something else. So here's my question for you. What is your greatest misery? And how are you contributing to its existence or the perpetuation of its presence? Remove the judgment. It is unimportant. Just remain focused on an effective strategy to move you forward. Success or sabotage? Success is subjective. So what is it for you? Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, the greatest reward is your ability to choose. So choose consciously. Until next time, I am Mark Ward. The New Thought for the Day is brought to you by the Strategic Life Planning and Coaching Services of NewDesign.com. Visit our website at www.newdesign.com, spelled NUDESIGN.com.